Ken's Roadhouse, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm going to bring you up to date on all the health news in the medical journals this week. You know, there's 3,000 medical journals published each year. There's over 500 drugs that the FDA approves each year. There's over 3,000 medical devices that the FDA approves each year. I go through all this information. I find the practical breakthroughs, the ones you can quickly add to your lifestyle to improve the quality of your life, maybe even help you live longer. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. That's 1-888-553-7536. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, DRKEN. Toll free from anywhere in America. We'll get you on. I'll give you answers to your healthcare questions about yourself, your parents, your spouse, your kids, your grandparents. You have a question, I'd love to help you get to the next step. Have you been to the doctor lately? It's revolving door medicine. By the time you get your questions out, it's time to leave the office, go on to the next patient, and I want to help you get to the next step, answer those questions that are unanswered. Also, maybe you have a diagnosis that's been challenging. You don't know what to do, where to go. The medical system, healthcare today is quite the maze. I want to help you navigate this and get through it more effectively so it doesn't drive you crazy. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-553-7536. There's a concern that all of us have as we're getting older, that we may actually start losing our memory. Maybe you've noticed it. At first, it's subtle. When you notice it, it begins to make your heart turn over. You may get your hands a little moist and sweaty as you begin to maybe go into greater concern. I want to help you fight back. I want to give you some 6 ways simply that you can sharpen your memory. This is out of Keep Your Brain Alive, and you can improve your memory and the way your brain functions overall by regularly exercising each of your 5 senses. I'm going to give you 6 strategies that all of us can do. You want to pick 3 days a week to do this series of 6 brain-stimulating exercises. It sounds like working out with weights 3 times a week. You want to work all your different muscle groups. It's the same thing. You have to use it or you're going to lose it. It's the same thing with the brain. So you want to break this up into some more. There's 2 morning activities I want you to do and then 4 afternoon activities. In the morning, hopefully the station you're listening to, you set that alarm clock and you wake up to it. You know, That's a great idea. Maybe switch it also to, with the radio, add a buzzer so that your ears are processing some unfamiliar sounds. And rather than the familiar DJ alone, maybe add some alarm with it so you wake up your brain another way. I'm not going to recommend that you switch the channel because that would also do it, but just add an alarm to it so that your auditory, your hearing is stimulated a little bit differently as you wake up about 3 days a week. Get dressed with your eyes closed. You want to lay your clothes out the night before, then put them on blindly in the morning. Again, no peeking. And if you blunt one of your senses, your vision, then the others work harder, which strengthens the brain. Step number 3, now you want to go to the afternoon. You want to play a little lunch roulette. What you want to do is swap the brown bags with one of your coworkers. Breaking up that routine by surprising your taste buds, it just helps you force the brain to trigger new nerve pathways, which will keep the brain healthy. Also, shop by heart. You want to fire up your brain cell activity by trying to remember your grocery list in your head instead of just relying on that written list, or at least tuck the paper into your pocket and pull it out only at the end of your trip to try to see what, if anything, you've missed. It's just a great way to stimulate and work out the brain. Another thing, this is a good game that we try at our house. Have a silent family dinner. Enforce a no talking while eating rule for one night. You'll have to communicate your request for that extra roll in a visual way, which will spark some creativity and help keep the memory working well. The sixth item is to switch your brushing routine. Or rather, use your non-dominant hand. This challenges your brain to exercise nerve cells on the side that you don't typically use. And imagine fighting cavities and memory loss. This sure is a fresh take on multitasking. I'm Dr. Ken Kronhaus, trying to help you improve and strengthen your memory if you're beginning to notice that it's going away, or if it hasn't, this is good for all of us to practice. Let's head over to Utica, New York, kick off the festivities of the second hour. Welcome Gwen to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Gwen.
Hi, Dr. Ken. Thank you so much. I wanted to just talk a second with you. I'm in my early 60s. I was diagnosed with diabetes about 22 years ago. And I've been able to control it with diet and exercise extremely well for about 15 years. Then it was discovered that my thyroid was malfunctioning, and it ended up that I had to have it completely removed. There were some cancer cells present. They were very new and very few, although I did undergo treatment.
Gwen, how did that surgery go? Were they able to eliminate it? Are you now a survivor? Fantastic.
Yes,
congratulations.
Absolutely. Now, and that was in 2005, so almost 6 years at this point. So
congratulations.
Thank you. It took almost 2.5 years to get me up to level on thyroid medication because I was on none for some time. During that time, I gained 85 pounds. I was gaining 5 pounds a week.
That's what a low thyroid. And the thyroid is the boiler of the body. It's a gland on the top of the neck, and it controls the heart rate, your metabolism, whether you're too hot or too cold. And Gwen's smiling because I consider it the boiler of the body, and if it's not adequately producing and you don't replace it, you're going to blow up like a balloon.
Right.
Fortunately, Gwen, treating a low thyroid is usually something that we can, of the things that I have to deal with on a daily basis, this is usually one of the easier problems I can solve.
Right. Yeah, and that actually is solved at this point. But during that time, my diabetes became uncontrollable because it also controls metabolism.
Exactly.
I then struggled once my thyroid was up to level with trying to get the diabetes back under control and couldn't. I was put on, of course, many of the medications, and then tripped on one of several doctors that are promoting more of a low-carb diet for diabetics, and just wanted to hear your thoughts. I've been extremely successful both on controlling my blood sugars and weight loss.
Gwen, thank you. Gwen, exactly. I'm holding hands with you, Gwen. The first treatment for type 2 diabetes, the kind that occurs usually when you're an adult, and it occurs when you make actually too much insulin, not like what the children get, type 1. Your body makes too much insulin, and it's just that the receptors are not sensitive to it. It usually occurs when our height's a little short for our weight. We're just overweight. And the initial treatment for this is diet, and I urge my patients to eliminate the white flour products, to stay out of the bakery as much as possible. And then add to that, once the doctor says it's okay, an exercise program. And by combining that kind of diet, even talking to a dietitian, here's where a good, trained, experienced dietitian working with a provider is so helpful, and combining that with an exercise program. Many people can avoid any more therapy, and if that doesn't work, I would give that a shot. And if that doesn't work, then you have to start thinking about metformin, the pills.
Right. I thank you so much for mentioning this, because so many of your callers have other problems, but then also mention they have diabetes. And everybody says, oh, it's progressive. Well, yes, on its own, it is. But if there's a way to step in and say, okay, I'm going to handle this, boy, it gets rid of a lot of the other problems. I mean, my cholesterol has dropped. My blood pressure has dropped. My weight obviously has dropped. But it's all, when you really understand it, it's workable. You can work with it. But so many people are just sent home with some pills and are never encouraged to learn more about it and do something. That's why I just thank you,
Gwen,
so much
for... You're the kind of patient I love to take care of. Your motivation is just wonderful. Don't lose it. Don't get discouraged. Just find a provider who you feel comfortable with, and you will be very happy. And in fact, I've got to go, but don't go away because you have encouraged me, Gwen. I'm going to go right to the warnings about diabetes in the medical journals this week just for Gwen. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Well, we were going to talk about some warnings regarding diabetes out of the medical journals this week, out of Diabetes Care this week, an article by the American Diabetes Association. In Diabetes Care, links lack of sleep to higher blood sugar levels and thus possible type 2 diabetes risk. So as we were mentioning, the diet, eliminating the white flour products, the bakery goods, getting into an exercise program once the doctor says it's okay. The other important thing that's just reported this week is getting enough sleep. And for us adults, it's 7 to 8 hours. For the teenagers, it's even a lot more. It's so important that all of us get enough sleep. Now we know not only to get down to ideal body weight, not only to get down your blood pressure, which has been shown to be affected by sleep. The news this week is it also can bring on diabetes. Another warning about diabetes comes out of the medical journal Neurology. This is fascinating, that people with diabetes may be at increased risk of developing dementia. Just another good reason to get that blood sugar checked, get that blood sugar under control. Treating preventable diseases like diabetes and obesity may be useful in preventing the onset of dementia, out this week in the medical journal Neurology. Let's go to Madison, Wisconsin, and welcome Sarah. Sarah, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Yes, hi, Dr. Ken. I had a routine chest x-ray that showed a mass underneath my sternum, and I've gotten dozens of opinions, and I'm trying to figure out what to do next.
Well, so you just had a routine chest x-ray?
Yeah, it was for chest pain, but it appeared it was the flu.
Okay. Sarah, I'm sure this has created a lot of distress on your part. And have you had any more imaging of this?
Yes, I had a PET scan with an uptake of 3.5 only on the mass. Nothing else showed up in the body.
Hold on one second. A PET scan is a functional test. An x-ray looks at the anatomy, what it looks like. A PET scan looks at the function, and cancer cells, they act more actively than normal cells. So when you do a PET scan, you'll see increased activity in an area that may be malignant. So how was the PET scan? Was the PET scan interpreted as normal or abnormal?
Well, it's just slightly abnormal because 3.5 on a scale of 0 to 20 is relatively low. 2.5, they told me, is normal.
So the question is, Sarah, hold on a second because I don't want to leave you hanging. I've got the clock breathing down my back. Let's put Sarah on hold. We'll be back to Sarah on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Sarah, welcome back to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I'm taking your calls at 1-888-55-DRKEN, bringing you up to date on all the medical news and the medical journals this week and taking your calls. We do have a few lines open. They're not going to last. 1-888-55-DRKEN, 1-888-553-7536, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, toll-free from anywhere in America. We're talking to a very nice woman in Madison, Wisconsin. She had a chest x-ray done because she was having some chest discomfort, which is something we often will do. And it turns out initially the chest discomfort sounded like it was due to some sort of lung infection. But unexpectedly, they found a mass in the center of her chest. Is that correct, Sarah?
Oh, yes, that is correct. And it's smashed up against the sternum, and they think it's thymic in nature, but we don't have a biopsy as yet to tell us exactly what it is.
So which part of the mediastinum is it localized to? Is it the anterior, the middle, or the posterior?
Anterior.
Okay. And those tend to be either a thymus problem, lymphoma, a germ cell problem, or a goiter. And by looking at the image on, I would imagine, what did they do, a CT scan?
Yeah, they did it. The PET scan and the MRIs, I've had a couple MRIs, have shown it's unusual in its shape and its size, although it's relatively small. It's thin, flattened, and pressed up against the sternum. And it's maybe, as it's flattened, it's the size of a lime.
Uh-huh. And have you had this evaluated by a pulmonologist?
I have. I've seen a pulmonologist, a cardiologist, and a gastroenterologist, as well as an oncologist and three thoracic surgeons.
And have they come to a consensus?
Well, it's either get a biopsy and see what it is, or simply the thoracic surgeons are all suggesting just take it out, don't even bother with the biopsy because it may not tell us much.
And what's the pulmonologist and the cardiologist suggesting?
The cardiologist said it's not interfering with the function of the heart. I've had an echocardiogram,
okay.
And the pulmonologist said it's too hard to tell exactly what it is. You know, when the mass was first discovered, they thought it was lung cancer.
Did the pulmonologist suggest biopsying it or removing it?
Doing a biopsy.
Because that's how I'm, you know, it's a little hard for me without more information to specifically recommend, but that's what based on what you're telling me, that's what I would if you were my patient, that's what I would be recommending. And yes, you may not get the full answer, but on the other hand, you know, this is the yin-yang, the uncertainty of medicine. You might, and you might be able to avoid surgery.
That's what I was thinking. And are there any other types of doctors I should see? I only knew to go to a thoracic surgeon based on what the internist recommended. Besides a pulmonologist.
Sarah, you're doing a great job. You know, you want to see the pulmonologist, you want to see the cardiologist, and a chest surgeon. I think you've covered your bases really well. It's now time to get a specific diagnosis. You know, you're dealing with the thymus, the lymphoma, a germ cell, a goiter, and you know those are the things that you need to exclude for something in the anterior, the top of the mediastinum. Sarah in Wisconsin, in Madison, thanks so much for calling. I wish you the best. I hope everything works out. Let's go to Yorkville, New York, and welcome Donna. Donna, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Hi, Dr. Ken. It's not about me. I'm just calling about my son. He's 20, and I'm frustrated because in New York, until they're 21, you don't have a say in the child's medical anything. You just have to pay the bill. But I'm almost positive my son has an anxiety problem. He started out with the acid reflux and constant burping, went through the whole entire workout and the scope down the throat because he's like hypochondriac.
Uh-huh.
And no, nothing wrong with you. Everything's fine. There's no nodes. Because every time something happens, I'm dying, I need to check this out, I got nodes, I got this. ENT says you're perfect. The guy that does all the stomach stuff, perfect. There's nothing wrong with this kid, but
okay.
He still continues to burp. Now in the last couple weeks, he's waking up with chest pains, and it's like, I'm going to have a heart attack, I'm going to die, oh. And he actually went to the doctor yesterday, and I happened to go in to get him, and I asked him, did you ask the doctor about this? No, I didn't. And then the doctor came in and overheard it, so she said, oh, well, we're giving you an EKG. There's nothing wrong with this kid's heart. There's nothing wrong with it. And I said, he's got anxiety. But she said, there's nothing I can do. I can't talk to you about it because of the HEPA law. And, yes, I know he's 20, and you're paying the bill pretty much.
Donna, what I would do is, you know, often there's something called secondary gain where people, our children will get our attention. You know, that is a possibility if he's being a hypochondriac. So you have to really just kind of, I mean this very politely, tone down any of your reaction to all this, because I know as a parent it's very frustrating. But I'm just concerned. Make sure it's not reflux. Make sure he doesn't eat for 4 hours before he goes to bed. And, Donna, call me back if that doesn't work. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, is treating bed bugs a problem that's causing sickness from these insecticides? Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dr. Ken Kronhouse, trained internist, trained medical scientist, trained cardiologist, spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I've been taking care of patients for over 30 years. I want to share with you my knowledge, my experience, help you get to the next step, answer any questions you might have about yourself, your parents, your kids, your grandparents. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. The nice thing is there's no paperwork, there's no bill, only evidence-based answers in clear, easy-to-understand language. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I promise I won't embarrass you. If you even want to talk about a sexual issue, I'd be glad to help you out there. Also, I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association. There's almost nothing in medicine I haven't seen at least once. I want to help you get to the next step. We have a line or two open right now. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Toll free. 1-888-553-7536. 1-888-553-7536. Temple Hill, Maryland. Curtis, you're next in line. Let's talk. Welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Curtis.
Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Okay. I have a question here. I have some heart-related problems with stents and artery problems.
Yes.
And my question is, does singing affect that? If you're a singer and you sing very hard and stuff, has that any bearing on your heart?
Curtis, great question. Singing the way many people sing today is athletic. Would you agree with me?
Yes.
And that is going to put an increased demand on the heart. And you mentioned that you have some stents. We have these pipes that sit on top of the heart that provide the fuel lines to the heart, the coronary arteries. And you must have had some blockage in them if you had a stent. That's the wire mesh that's put inside them after we open up the blockages with a balloon and put in that wire mesh. It looks like that old spring on the ballpoint pens we used to use as kids, and that holds it open. So if you are singing and singing professionally or, you know, for sport, but in an aggressive manner, your heart needs to work harder. You're putting extra demand on the heart, and you therefore need to deliver extra fuel. If the pipes are not wide open, you could get symptoms of inadequate blood flow. We call angina, chest discomfort, shortness of breath. You're feeling your heart turn over with palpitations, getting worn out, dizziness, lightheadedness, unexplained sweating. All of these are symptoms of inadequate blood flow, and you may be giving yourself a singing stress test, if you will, Curtis.
So you, what do you recommend?
Are you getting symptoms of, you must have had angina, inadequate blood flow symptoms, before you had the stent put in. Today, we rarely put a stent in unless you're having symptoms. Were you having some symptoms?
Yes.
And what was your symptom, Curtis?
Angina.
What is specifically chest
pain?
Okay. Are you having that when you sing right now?
I do feel some discomfort sometimes when I really get stretched out.
When was the last? Great question, Curtis. I'm so glad you called. When was the last? And when you stop singing, does it go away, or you just don't want to finish that tune?
Yeah. After I sing, I'll say half an hour or so, I feel some discomfort in my chest, you know. So
what I would recommend, Curtis, what I'd recommend is, when's the last time you've had a stress test?
About 3 months ago.
And was it okay?
Yeah, it was pretty normal.
It was, well, pretty normal, that's like being pretty pregnant or not. Was it entirely normal or not?
Yes, well, I had a balloon. They opened one of my arteries.
Curtis, what I think may have happened was that they did open up your blood flow, but they weren't able to open everything up. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Now, an ideal procedure to have, which involves no needles, no cutting, no added medication, when they do the invasive procedure, is something called EECP. It's a mouthful, enhanced external counter pulsation. We add that to stenting if the stenting didn't do the job and you're still having some symptoms. I would ask your cardiologist about it. If your cardiologist doesn't do it, I would look around with maybe the help of your internist to find a cardiologist in your area that does. It's double E, EECP. Okay?
Right.
Can
right.
I hear 12 bars real quickly, Curtis?
No, it's too early in the morning. My voice.
Curtis Temple Hill, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I hope you do well. Next, are these bed bug insecticides causing sickness on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken?
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us, business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and I need to tell you that there is a fire in my belly. Find out why and what I'm going to do about it. There's a fire in my belly right now. There's a passion for success. It is burning me. It is consuming me. And you know what? I love it. I love it when there's a fire in my belly. And by the way, who ignites that fire? Who gets it started? I actually do. I see something that's exciting. I see something that I want to go out and get. I see something that I want to put behind all my energy, all my enthusiasm, all my knowledge. And by the way, if I don't have enough knowledge, I'm going to go out and get it. Nothing will stop me. No obstacle will be placed in front of me. There will be nothing that will prevent me from accomplishing what I want to do because I've got that fire. Do you feel it? Do you feel it in your belly? Do you want it? Ignite it. Let it take over. Let it consume you. Let it be your flame of success. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
How to turn everyday family moments into a sweet celebration. I'm Risa Jill Miller. From birthdays and holidays to family game night, the makers of Pillsbury Baking Products encourage families to mark daily special moments with a celebration, a family photo, and delicious home-baked desserts. Mary Beth Bottiger, Vice President of Corporate Communications, the J.M. Smucker Company, explains.
Memorable moments happen every day, and we are thrilled to encourage families nationwide to capture and share their family celebrations with us through the Pillsbury People Celebrate More Photo Contest.
The Pillsbury People Celebrate More Photo Contest runs from September 21st through November 30th. One grand prize winner will receive a $10,000 family vacation to Celebration, Florida. For complete details and official contest rules, visit PillsburyBaking.com. You can also find details about the newest Pillsbury creations. Contest open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 years and older, void where prohibited.
Dr. Ken, doing my thing called Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I'm on the web at drkenshow.com. Come join me, drkenshow.com. Sign up for my weekly e-newsletter, and you'll enjoy it. I promise you this week it's the latest news related to weight control and obesity. It's still free. You sign up for it. I promise you'll enjoy it. This week the CDC reported some troubling news that more than 100 Americans, they've become sickened from exposure to the insecticides used to eliminate bed bugs. The incidents, fortunately, are rare, but consumers need to be informed and careful. If you can't control these bed bugs with non-chemical means, such as washing and vacuuming, that means it's probably going to be difficult to eradicate them. I personally would recommend that you enlist the services of a pest control operator to get this taken care of so that you don't hurt yourself. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-55 DRKEN. Could divorce trigger hair loss in women? This is out of the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. Women enduring marital breakup, they may also have to deal with hair loss. Just think of it. Going through a divorce, this is the last thing you need to add to your list of troubles. But genetics aside, this is out of, again out of the American Society of Plastic Surgeons this week, that genetics aside, the next strongest predictor of hair loss among women is their marital status with a loss of a spouse, and that's through either divorce or death, raising the risk for thinning hair above that of a married or single woman. Most likely, stress is the aspect of a troubling divorce that appears to lead to this loss among women. But excessive drinking and or smoking also appears to boost the risk for hair loss among women. But with guys, yes, smoking and heavy drinking also contributed to thinning hair among the men, but male hair loss, it was sparked by overexposure to the sun, a cancer history, or having a couched potato lifestyle. So here are some things you can do, hopefully, to keep the hair, and just another good reason, maybe, to try to keep your relationship in good shape. Let's go to Moscow, Idaho, and welcome Dale. Dale, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Hey, I read that I'm taking simvastatin for some cholesterol control, and I heard that might cut down your libido. Is there any truth to that?
Well, actually, there was a study. This is a great question because I get this so often because, unfortunately, as we're getting older, I mean that very politely, we're more prone to erectile dysfunction. Most of erectile dysfunction is a plumbing problem. We've got 60,000 miles of circulation throughout our body, and it also goes to our genitalia. And when this plumbing gets clogged up, things just don't perform as well. You get erectile dysfunction. So as we get older, we're at risk. If we have high cholesterol, it means that the circulation is going to get plugged up that much sooner. And you then think you're the first drug that the doctors give you when the cholesterol is way up, especially if there's plaquing in the circulation to the heart, which is often there if it's in the genitalia, or if you're a diabetic, even before the plaque show up, the first drug that we're going to use to try to stabilize this plaque is a statin. And then you start getting into the problem of, as the erectile dysfunction gets worse, oh my gosh, is it the statin that's doing it? And, you know, doctors call this true unrelated. Just because you're doing something doesn't necessarily mean it's cause and effect. There were some earlier papers looking at this, but actually last week in one of the medical journals was a very definitive study about all this, and actually it showed that the statins might actually improve erectile dysfunction. And usually when you get studies on one side of the rope, the others on the other side, usually it's that they're counteracting the effects, and either it's probably helping a little bit or it's a neutral effect. But based on this large review that came out, and you'll see it on my website, drkenshow.com, if you look at the past medical news, it'll definitely be up next week there. You can read all about it, but I would not attribute the statins to erectile dysfunction. And if I did have erectile dysfunction, what I would do is make sure I got my heart checked out, because that is now the current recommendation for any guy who's suffering from any erectile dysfunction. You got to get the heart checked out.
Yeah, and this article said that to use niacin would might take the place of a statin.
Well, niacin is sometimes used, but statins, in my humble opinion, are much more effective at stabilizing and maybe even reducing plaque, reversing plaque. So my humble opinion is that you go first with the statin. If you can't use the statin, then you go to the niacin, which in some studies have shown some plaque stabilization. But I think we have a lot more experience with plaque stabilization with the statins. Dale in Moscow, Idaho, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Let's go a bit away from Idaho and down to Macon, Georgia, and welcome Don. Don, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Yeah, God bless you guys. You do an excellent show. I'm really happy with it.
Thank you.
I have an issue with warts on my foot. And they came up with a good technology at the doctor. I went there like 3 or 4 days ago, and they told me to use it because one was like taking off, but it was trying to come back a little bit. So what she told me to do was put a little, it's called sal acid. I'm looking at it right now because I have to do the treatment this morning. She said every morning put a little drop on each one. Then she told me to put like a little piece of tape around it. And then she told me to put, you know, like sports tape over the whole thing. Now what happens is sometimes when I'm walking around, sports tape moves around when I get ready to go to bed at night, you know, because every morning I take a shower and I have to, like, sort of wash it off, you know. And I'm noticing around the outside, just want to be careful because a little bit might get on the outside and turn the outside of the wart area white. And that's what's happening. Should I really worry about the little discoloration around the outside where the sal might be spreading
Don,
a little bit?
Don, it's a little hard for me. Without seeing it, it sounds like it's probably not a big deal. But just for peace of mind, let me suggest that you get this re-looked at, because it's a little hard over the radio to take a look at that. And I'd love to make sure that you get the right treatment for that. But let me give you out some more great news this week out of Memory and Cognition Medical Journal. Guys, your deep voice may help the women remember you. Lower voices, I'm not making this up, seem to stick better in women's memories. Women are more likely to remember something if they heard it from a man with a low voice than one with a higher pitch. I got to get my voice down if I try. The theory is that women are hardwired to pay better attention to a potentially superior mate. The reason that male voice pitch should be important is that the pitch of the voice gives an indication of how much testosterone the man has, and this may indicate that the man is more fertile. It also may mean that the immune system is working better, and it's just an overall sense of good health. And also, why do we yawn? Frontiers in evolutionary neuroscience this week, there are two theories that yawning cools the brain, and that yawning is a form of communication that offers various social benefits. I know when we're sleepy or bored, I hope nobody's yawning right now. That's a way that we communicate with each other. Next, are the CT scans a faster and cheaper way than the nuclear stress test to diagnose for chest pain in the emergency room? On Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Energy and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Dr. Ken, 1-888-55-DRKN. Thanks so much for being with me. We're so glad you're here. I'm at this address each week at this time. Bring you update on all the healthcare information. 1-888-55-DRKEN. And let me just recommend this product that I really like for wrinkling of the skin. Avoid the needles. Avoid going under any surgery. Use a product that's been proven safe and effective, developed by a plastic surgeon, has natural ingredients in it. It's called Tautinol. If it doesn't work for the deep wrinkling, they'll give you your money back. I truly endorse this product. It's a wonderful idea to get rid of the deep wrinkles and make that skin look better. It'll put a smile on your face. 1-800-291-2584. That's 1-800-291-2584. And also, guys, if you're waking up in the middle of the night and having to urinate, or you're noticing that the prostate's enlarging and you're just not able to sexually function as well as you should, beta-sitosterol is a wonderful natural way to deal with benign enlargement of the prostate. It's been proven safe and effective in the medical journal Lancet. This beta prostate, super beta prostate, it's just a wonderful product. They'll give you a sample of it to see if it works for you. It's at 1-800-841-6938. Just call 1-800-841-6938. Call, learn how to get a free bottle of beta prostate, but hurry, they're running out, they tell me. And when they're gone, this offer won't exist anymore. So for Super Beta Prostate, just a natural way to deal with enlargement of the prostate, 800-841-6938. Women, you have a guy over age 40, you just need to be concerned about this. And let's go to Anderson, South Carolina, and welcome Jack. Jack, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, Dr. Ken. I just wanted to ask you if you had any knowledge of this product that's being sold here in South Carolina. It's being sold across the counter at convenience stores and at what down here is called tobacco shops. I've only been in one. But it is a product that's sold in small quantities. It's not bath salts like you put in your bath water for smell or that sort of thing. And the young people are taking this stuff and snorting it up their nose, and it drives them completely crazy.
Jack, thanks so much for bringing this up. I'm very familiar with this, and this is comparable to methamphetamine abuse. I would get your kids so far away from this. It's sold with names like Ivory Wave, White Lightning, Hurricane Charlie. Unfortunately, it's over the counter, and the DEA recently put out a notice to outlaw this, and hopefully this all goes away. But this is dangerous. I would urge you to keep the kids, yourself, everybody away from this garbage.
I know. I'm 75. I don't have any kids, but I'm a man that believes in trying to take care of our children. And to that end, I've already contacted my representatives, and we've got a bill in the Senate in our legislature, and our county is drawing up a resolution next week to ban it in this county in South Carolina. And it is terrible. I personally have seen three instances where it's just driven a very fine young man crazy.
Yes, Jack, the FDA at the beginning of September put out an emergency order outlawing these products. It's in effect for 1 year. I certainly hope this becomes permanent, and I just hope that, you know, there may be some of these products out there that were distributed before this order was made. Everybody became aware of it. But bath salts, they're dangerous. And though they were not illegal in all states, but the DEA has put out this edict that they should not be sold. Thanks so much for calling. Let's go quickly to Scott in Troy, Alabama. We've got about a minute. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Just fine. We're running out of time.
Okay. I'm dealing with muscle cramps, doggone leg cramps. I wake up in the middle of the night with severe leg cramps.
Scott, muscle cramps. Make sure you're not, if you're on a water pill, make sure your potassium and magnesium are okay. If you're not on a diuretic, make sure you take adequate fluids before you go to bed. And that usually will help this problem. People don't drink because they're afraid of waking up at night. You have to balance it. Take something with some minerals like mineral vitamin water. Dr. Ken, thanks for being with me.
How would